Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Super Flexible Podcast. I am your host, Steve Halepka, joined here tonight again by my boy, Swags. What's going on, Swags?
What's up?
And Tudrick, what's up, man?
Oh, what's up? It's me.
It's the me.
And we have a very, very special... Oh, go ahead, Swags.
No, I just said it's the me. Like, that's who Tudrick's going to be tonight. Me. He said it's me.
You're welcome. I love it. We also have a very special guest here tonight. Sam Lane is here. So, well, I'm going to run down your accolades real quick, because you have a ton of stuff going on, man. So, writer for the Fantasy Football Franchise, writer for IDP Guys, writer for the Fantasy Authority, head data analyst and writer for Sports Sabermetrics. Like, you are all over the place, man. Welcome to the show.
Well, so first and foremost, I think special is a little bit strong in terms of the guest. I'm a mediocre guest. But yeah, I appreciate that intro, guys, and thanks for having me on.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Thank you.
Undersell and overdeliver.
Is there anything not on that list, though, that... You know what I mean? Because that's a lot of stuff, but we all have like little things that are in our head too.
Technically, I don't make any money for it, so I wish I could actually say I'm professional. Because the real world sucks, but so it goes.
Just a role model, not professional.
Yep. Right.
Doing his thing. Just doing his thing. So just real quick, what we're going to talk about tonight, I got some news and notes, obviously, with a big trade of Amari Cooper. Sam's going to talk about kind of his weekly process, about how he goes through and kind of digs into his analytics on a weekly process. We've got a Thursday night football preview. We've got Tudrick's double shot of the week coming up. Guys on fire right now. Absolutely fire. Got a quick little mid-season awards segment. And then a new segment Tudrick's going to talk about, duds over studs. And then, of course, Superflex trades at the end of our show. But before we get into all that, let's talk about where you can find us on Twitter. So, Sam, where can the folks find you?
I'm at FF Stompy on Twitter. And like you guys introduced me, you can find my work at F3 Pod, at FF underscore Authority, and at IDP Guys. And then I also tweet out some stuff for at Sports underscore Saber as well.
Awesome. Swags, where can the folks find you?
I'm at DFF underscore swag.
Tudrick.
At FL Tudrick Minimum and at Superflex Pod.
Awesome. And I am at The Real Halepka and at Superflex Trades. So let's get into one of the hottest news stories that broke earlier this week. So Amari Cooper, who traded from the Raiders to the Cowboys for a 2019 first round draft pick. So obviously we assume a volume upgrade for Cooper, going from Oakland to Dallas. So I'll start with Sam on this one. What's Amari's outlook for rest of the season, and are you optimistic about him going forward in Big D?
No.
Okay.
it's one of those things where, do we really believe that Dak is that much better than Carr in terms of as a quarterback? Now, I mean, Dak has that Konami code type floor where he can run, but he just hasn't been a great overall quarterback, I guess, this year and in the second half of last year. I heard somebody, it might have been the F3 Pod, that they were discussing the comparisons between Amari and Dez, and I think it was last season that they both had the two highest drop rates in the league. So it's just like, well, what are we actually getting here? Are we just getting a younger Dez? So
no, I hear you. Tudrick or Swags, any differing opinion on that one? We'll start with Tudrick.
I feel about the same. I mean, we're hoping he gets some targets, but it's not like Dallas wants to chunk it around a whole bunch.
My thing, though, I feel like my son and Cooper could get a little bit of chemistry going if he got more than one target a game.
Sure. That's true.
And I'm not like necessarily going after the quarterbacks on this, but I mean, there were games where Dez was targeted 25 times. And so, I mean, if you're going to give Amari 10 targets, that's a definite upgrade.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that in terms of target share and target volume. Even though Dallas is a run-first offense, clearly, any increase over, you know, his one target we've seen in a couple of different outings this year is definitely better. I mean, going forward, though, it seems that Amari's going to be the number one in Dallas for a while. I'm going to assume they're going to give him a probably a pretty massive contract. So going forward with Dak as his quarterback, not just for this year. So, Sam, I mean, do you have any differing opinion going forward as he gets more chemistry with Dak? Or are you kind of just feeling, hey, this is someone I'm not really targeting in Dynasty or going forward?
Yeah, I'm kind of – maybe when he gets that chemistry, I think a lot of it has to do with Linehan and Jason Garrett too. Yep. I don't trust Linehan. I don't trust Jason Garrett, though. I think Jason Garrett's got to be gone if they don't make the playoffs this year.
God, I just feel like no one else would put up with Jerry Jones crap. So Garrett may still have a job no matter what. All right, well, let's move now from one player that departed Oakland to someone who is going to be stepping up for the Raiders now, as Marshawn Lynch is put on IR with a groin injury. John Gruden said that Doug Martin is ready to go as the Raiders feature back. Oh, gosh. Any interest at all, Swags? Like, what type of league would you need to
do
have?
Do I have to get talk about this one?
Yep, it's you first. Go.
Man,
you're
I first. Mean, I'm still really not that interested, honestly.
You love him.
What does a featured role mean for this guy? I mean, and I know that you guys got no love for Cooper, but that was their wide receiver one, and that was his featured role was one target a game. So I'm not super excited about anything Gruden says about anybody on that team. Give me Rashard in PPR. Yep.
Agreed.
I am done with Doug Martin still. I don't care. There might be some teams that prosper for a week or two. I feel like I've talked too long about Doug Martin.
10 seconds. Yeah. So I'll ask you then, Sam, any interest in Jalen Rashard? Kind of what Swags was talking about, how he's a fan in PPR leagues of Rashard.
Absolutely, because this offense, I mean, the entire team is a dumpster fire, but this offense, especially, what was it, week six against Seattle, looks terrible. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be playing from behind a lot. Rashard has four games of six or more receptions this season. So, yeah, definitely in PPR, he's definitely somebody I would be looking at.
Cool. Two drink, feel the same way?
Yep. I brought this up on Breakdown with Swags. Is there any play? He didn't like it, but he doesn't like the answer. So just hold on. Is there any play that you pick up Doug? You get a nice game, maybe against Indy this week, and go ahead and flip him. It's more redraft than Dynasty, but even at Dynasty at this point, I mean, flip him for a fourth, a third.
I mean, yeah.
Do you want to roll it? I mean,
if I have him, I'm fine flipping him. But I have to draft
this is
to
not
get
for
him?
You.
And what
get
do
out
I?
Here.
we'll start with Sam on this. So, Sam, any interest in just holding out hope you can get like a back end?
Is there a hamster play this week? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not overly interested. When was the last time that he was relevant? 2015?
Probably.
So, no. I mean, the only time I can remember him is he had like a 40-point game. In like 2014. So I just, he hasn't been relevant for a long time. So no, I am not at all interested. And I don't think he does anything this week.
Yep. He's from totally the muscle hamster to the guinea pig. And I don't want to find out.
There you go. I love it. That's his new nickname forever on this show. The guinea pig.
Jordy Nelson?
There it is. Give me some Jordy love. Swags, did you really just say Jordy? Like,
I
brought that up.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit. I was eating a cookie, so it took the taste away, but. What about Jordy Nelson? Seriously,
Brandon LaFell.
I think we're missing a very obvious play here. It's Jared Cook. Like, I think that's obvious play, especially at a terrible tight end position. I think Cook's got a good chance of, you know, being more steady for us going forward. But
Jordy's going to get the targets we wish Amari got moving forward. Just saying.
Yeah, I think you're
totally
right.
Agree.
Totally. Like, why didn't they do that? It'd have been fine.
I feel like I have bets all over the place against Jordy Nelson, but
man. I know. Yes, you
go
do.
Get Jordy Nelson.
More to me. Yes, I love it.
All right, I think we've spent entirely too much time on the Raiders, but let's move forward.
You brought it up. Dude.
I did. I know. Well, Amari's a big deal.
You're just a closet Raiders fan.
That's couldn't be further from the truth.
Everybody's a Raiders fan.
I might have to be after what the Giants did today. But anyway. So Bilal Powell will go under undergo season-ending surgery with an issue with his neck. Kind of sad here. Todd Bowles said this might be a career-ending injury for Powell. Obviously, it was a fun little back for a long time in New York. So going forward, obviously, Crowell's still there, but Elijah McGuire's coming back. Should be eligible to come off of injured reserve very soon. So, Sam, any interest in Elijah McGuire going forward?
A lot of interest. I was very interested in him to start the season before he went down with his foot. His running backs coach compared him to LT. Now, that's very lofty, but he was great in college. Yeah, I mean, he was great in college. He was bound to take over the Bilal Powell role, and it sounded like Bilal Powell might not even make the team until McGuire got hurt. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very interested in Elijah McGuire starting next week.
Okay. I'm going to assume that both of you are in the same boat to drink.
Yep.
Swags?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So, like, what percentage of fab did you use to pick him up?
Me?
Yeah.
None.
I've had him in my IR for since the beginning of the year. Probably 40% of my dynasties.
I own shares of Trent Cannon, and I saw somebody trade Cannon for a 2019 second.
What?
And I was like, no way that you can get that now for that. Like,
that's awesome value.
I'd move that, McGuire's, but I think he's a nice first, little man. PPR back until McGuire's back. You know what I mean? Like, I think you can look at Cannon. I know that sounds like dirty and cheap, but...
Dirty and cheap, like you like.
It's not a bad move, though. I mean, we saw him get some love last week, obviously, when Powell went out. So it makes total sense to, you know, pick up a back who you know is going to get some run for a little while at least, and especially during the bye weeks. I mean, why not get a back that's actually going to get some touches on a team who is probably going to end up throwing a bunch? So let's now move to Miami, where Miami placed Albert Wilson on injured reserve with a hip injury.
They lost to the Lions.
Yep. Yeah, we know. Yep. Lost to the Lions.
Thank you so much. I almost cursed right there.
Oh,
almost
gosh.
Cursed right there just for you.
So, I mean, we'll get into this a little bit in our Thursday Night Football preview, but there's not a lot left at receiver for Miami, unfortunately. With Wilson now, Kenny Stills has already been ruled out. Any love this week for Danny Amendola? We'll start with Sam.
Yes.
What else is there?
Well, it's just like it's one of those things where I think – and I'd have to look it up, but I believe he had like 7 and 11 targets in the two starts with Osweiler. So, I mean, and this might be a little bit hyperbolic, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was getting almost 20 targets this week.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, there's literally nothing else, right? I mean, is Devontae Parker even going to be active?
Never. Yeah. Well, so that I was going to bring that up. That was one of the funnier quotes this week is Adam Gase saying something about, or I guess a reporter asking if Devontae Parker is going to be look good. And he said, well, I've seen him do it. something like that. It was such like a weird, like backhanded compliment.
It just sucks. It just sucks with Parker. Like, we all wanted him to be a thing and just never materialized. Mm-hmm. It's just so brutal.
No, hashtag never Parker. Get out of here.
How about Gesicki?
Do you think we're going to get some Gesicki love this weekend? Or on Thursday?
I mean, I don't know what love is, but I'll give you a top 20 tight end. I mean, that's not even much of a hug. But
so that's like what, four for 40 basically for Gesicki?
I think last week he got like 8 or 9 points in PPR.
Yeah.
He'll take that.
Yeah,
take
I mean
– sure.
I mean, it's a tight end, a touchdown, and it's a fine play.
It's cooler than Parker.
That's
no Akeem Grant. Nobody wants Akeem Grant.
Jakeem Grant, man. He's electric, dude. He's so much fun to watch, especially returning punts and kicks. He's awesome.
And he gets like 4 targets a game and takes one to the house, maybe. Yep. But, I mean, can Amendola's get 20? Like, let's get a couple to Grant and maybe see what happens. But I feel like the Dolphins are going to be losing in this game, so Osweiler's going to have to throw.
Yeah. I mean, the last 2 weeks.
That's a lot of, like, that's
where else
a lot
is it
of
going?
Touches for Amendola, though.
Yeah, but he had 11 last week, though. So it's just like, Brock.
And
Brock's
way less shit out there.
Yeah, Brock's kind of afraid in the pocket. So I just dump it down to Amendola a ton. So
especially with the pass rush of Houston, I could definitely see that happening. So let's now move and pour one out for our boy Chad Kelly. Got waived by the Broncos. This is so sad. There's a bunch of stuff going around Twitter saying how Case Keenum called the cops on Jack Kelly, but I mean, that's not what actually happened. Obviously Kelly was at a party at Von Miller's, apparently got too drunk, had physical altercations with the guests and security, and got escorted out. So obviously we've seen Kelly get booted from a high school team, college team, and now pro team. Very, very impressive.
Consistency is what we call that, buddy.
That's right. So let me ask, do you think, and we'll start with Two Drink on this one, do you think Kelly ends up anywhere, or he's just going to be one of those lost causes?
His nickname was Hag Kelly for a reason, Mr. Irrelevant. Can we just stop? Like, the dude literally got beat with a piece of a vacuum to get out of that house. Like, he wasn't escorted out. He was beat with a vacuum. Get out of here.
Sad. Maybe the Dolphins, totally though. That'd be a nice upgrade.
If I could throat punch you from here, like, one day.
You'll get him. You'll get him one day, Two Drink. We'll start with, so we'll go with Sam now. Sam, any thought that Chad Kelly could land anywhere on his feet, or is he just done in the league?
Well, first, this hurts me deep in my soul as a Broncos fan. Mm-hmm. Because with what Keenum's shown, I think most of us were hoping that Chad Kelly would take over in the next couple games. So this really sucks. I just don't – him being Mr. Irrelevant and with his past, I don't know if anybody's going to give him a chance. I think his career might be over.
Yep. Totally agree.
He stole money while he was in the league. Get out of here.
I wouldn't go
like Mr. Irrelevant money. Come on. What did he do? Nothing.
I mean, if you watch him at Ole Miss, though, you clearly saw he's an extremely talented thrower of the football. Like, obviously, his off the field stuff, huge issues. And obviously, as we've seen right now, but there was no doubting his arm talent, like, really good arm talent, I thought, playing at Ole Miss. But yeah, super sad.
I need a quarterback in a super flex league that you guys are in. Damn it.
Hit me up, man. I usually have some.
Yeah, I know.
All right, real quick, let's just go down to talk about Minnesota. Another depressing situation where Dalvin Cook is probably going to be out through their week 10 bye. So brutal. I mean, the good news is Latavius has looked very good the last 2 weeks, scoring twice against the Jets this past week, had a really nice game against Arizona. But Sam, are you losing faith in Dalvin Cook to get him back on the field? Like, this is brutal.
Don't do it, Sam.
Well, I don't know if I don't know if he won't get back on the field. I just don't know if I like him for the rest of the year in terms of he's probably going to be in a timeshare anyway. But I guess this is one of those things where are we really that surprised? Because this is soft tissue injuries always kind of go along with the recovery from an ACL. So I would say that he's probably still good to go for his career, but this year I think might be a little bit lost for Cook owners.
Yep. No, and the good news is at least we think the Vikings are going to be in the playoffs, right? So I think their goal is to make sure he's healthy for that time frame, because right now they're rolling with Latavius and then Kirk just going ham on the entire league right now. But Two Drink, any thoughts about Dalvin? Like, are you optimistic for this year? Or
of course.
Okay.
Of course I am. I will not waver. It won't happen. I'm fine with the after bye week 10 now. He comes out of the bye, has Chicago. That's fine. He's in a timeshare with Murray. I don't think it finishes that way. I'm going to stay true to that. But then he's got Green Bay, New England, Seattle. Finishes with Miami and Detroit.
That's nice.
Both of those teams get run. And Detroit got a little better with getting snacks in there for sure.
Who would you guys pay more for picks? Would you pay me more?
We're going to hear more about Dalvin later. Spoiler.
Fournette, Dalvin, or Sony Michel? You're paying with 2019s.
Stompy's up first.
Oh, man. As much as I do love Dalvin, I almost have to say Sony Michel. Because we're, I mean.
Right now.
Right. And the other thing is we're basing a lot of Dalvin's value on what he did in four games in 2017.
Mm-hmm. A different offense and quarterback. I get it.
Well, right. With Michelle, he looked better than Dalvin in those four games to me. So I think Michelle of those three is the most valuable right now.
I think you got it right the first time. You said Dalvin on accident.
That's
fine. What about you, Steve?
Like, to me, I feel like it's a little bit of recency bias with Sony. Like, we saw him be very, very, very effective. I just didn't see the stuff that made, that I thought made him special. Like, I know he had the one nice long run with the stiff arm. I just,
he punished dudes.
He did. He made
two defensive guys go out of the game, and he was like, let's go.
No, I know.
I want to see him in the passing game. Like, why not?
Yeah, I feel like watching Dalvin and Leonard Fournette, I saw special players. I'm not sure that I saw an extremely special player with Sonny Michel. So I think for me still, I think it's still Fournette. It might be the least popular opinion, but I think still Fournette's my guy.
And I didn't ask Stompy this, but we'll go back to him. How much are you paying me for Fournette? Like, today? Two 2019s? Because I'm not giving him to you for one.
I think – so he's really probably an early to mid first from this year, correct?
End of the first, I think, is where he kind of went.
Okay. I'm probably giving you
– like startup.
I would probably give you two firsts.
For Sony?
Two rookies. For Sony. For Sony.
Huh. Yeah. Man. And Steve, about you for Fournette? Will you do that deal?
I would do two first. Yeah. I still would. I still have faith. I know the injuries are piling up, but I still have faith. When he's on the field, he's an absolute monster.
And two drink.
Two Who drink for taking? Two for Dalvin. Yeah. What's your price for Dalvin right now?
I'd definitely give you two first.
You going to Dalvin?
I don't have a problem. That's the one I want. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Dalvin's the one I want too.
I'm going to throw a trade out here because I just made a trade. I gave away Dalvin.
Trade alert. Oh, damn it.
I gave away.
I hate it already.
We do, yeah. Right?
I gave Mike Evans and Dalvin Cook for Galladay, Kirk, and a 2019 first.
Say it again.
Was it super flex or one quarterback?
One quarterback.
One more time.
So it was Evans, Cook, for Galladay, Christian Kirk, and a 2019 first.
Man.
Is your team contending are you?
Yes, it is. So it's contending. Okay. Yeah, so I have Kamara, Chubb, and this is the reason I made the trade was Chubb got promoted. McCoy and Alex Collins, and I also have Gio. And then I have Juju, Godwin, Robert Woods, Tyrell Williams, and then just a few rookies, Traquan, Kiki Kuti, and then now I have Galladay and Kirk.
Your team is stacked, I'll say that.
That's a damn good team.
And didn't want to run Evans and Godwin, so you like Steve.
I didn't like Evans. I don't like Evans with Jameis for some reason. So I decided to get out from under him, and I love Galladay. I think Galladay is kind of next up in terms of superstar wide receiver. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I definitely like that you made a stand there. Like, I think conventionally Evans is still valued higher than Galladay just from, I think, around the industry. But I love that you are taking a stand and saying, hey, I want Galladay. I want him on my team and not as high as Mike Evans. So
that's what I was going to ask Stumpy. Would you do that straight up?
Evans for Galladay?
Yeah.
Probably.
You almost would for your team, but you want a little bit more for Evans in your head, right? I mean, that's how I am that totally.
I agree. I wanted to get out from under Evans. Evans did great with Fitzpatrick, but it was just like one of those, I need to get out from under him.
Yep.
And I really like Galladay, so.
Love it, man. Get the guys you want on your team. That's what I always say in Dynasty. Get your guys. I like it. To drink, any differing opinion on that one?
Yeah, I'm taking Dalvin all the way. Get out of here.
I'm kind of.
I don't mind the other side, but no chance. And I love Galladay and Kirk's all right to me. I'm not super stoked about 2019 class. I get it that you're going to get it right now, and you need that piece to play. But nope, Dalvin, I think will increase in value by a lot just going into next year if we see just a few games. And I'm looking at more than just a few at the end of the season.
Okay. And Mike Evans' value won't get any lower than it is.
No, probably not. I think you're right about that, Swag. I think coming off this last game, I think he's probably at his most depressed value.
Yeah, people still talk about Chris Hogan for crying out loud. We'll be talking about Mike Evans for years.
Sorry. I said sorry like five times.
I wasn't even talking to you. I don't talk to you anymore.
All right, last little tidbit of news. So the Jets did sign Rishard Matthews. Obviously, they're banged up. They released Terrell Pryor. Quincy Newman was banged up. So we are down to really Robbie Anderson, now Rishard Matthews, and a whole lot of nothing else. So Jets are really looking to beat up a wide receiver. It should be a nice depth play for them. Might actually end up starting in a week or two. So obviously one of the reasons we wanted to bring Sam on was to talk about kind of his weekly process for how he goes to break down games. And obviously, you know, so we'd love to hear a bit about that. And then Sam's also got a pretty sweet promo for the listeners as well. So Sam, take it away, man.
Yeah, all right. So I do a weekly start sit article for the Fantasy Authority. And really I use as many of, I guess, websites, sources that I can. So I really like using Football Outsiders DVOA because it kind of gives us an idea of the opponents. It gives us an idea of how a team's defense does against certain positions. So like wide receiver ones, wide receiver twos, tight ends, running backs, et cetera, against the pass, against the rush. So it gives me a good idea of what the matchup will be. And then I also look at like snap counts. So this week, I'm not really in love with the Packers running backs. And that's really because their snap counts are almost like split evenly through the three running backs. So you get a good idea of what the breakdown is there.
McCarthy's a jerk.
Yes. Free Aaron Jones.
Yeah, it's just looking at those analytical side, but also the fantasy point side. So, so
he's loving his drink right now. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine. Right. I just like the in the middle.
That was great. That was so good. Must be tasty.
We're used to it, Sam.
If you read my article, you'll see that I source a lot of my. Or I source everything that I use. So you, like I said, Football Outsiders, Football Guys, ESPN. What a really good one is FF Today, and they do like a breakdown of what a team defense does against certain positions and how many fantasy points they give up and the yards and stuff like that, which is a really good tool to look at. And I just basically use two or three of those sources to make my case for a given start or sit for a week. And I've kind of developed that over the last few weeks. In the last 5 weeks, I have a 57% or greater hit rate on my start sits.
Nice.
Awesome.
I see when you post those too, like of your calls from the week before, which is pretty dope. And I see a lot more check marks than I see X's.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome, man. We love checking that stuff out. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to speak on that, like I guess I started coming in where you do see a lot of people taking victory laps on their what they get right, but you don't see a lot of people,
right?
I guess owning what they get wrong, and I felt like humility is kind of a big issue with the fantasy world, and I kind of wanted people to be able to trust me and understand where I'm coming from, and understand that it also affects me because I actually do follow my own advice, so. I just wanted to gain the trust of the people who read my stuff and who follow me. So that's the reason I started doing that.
So what you're telling us is you are human.
I am.
This is ridiculous. I thought you guys told us we had somebody special on. That's what we said at the beginning of the show.
Hold on. And then the other thing I use, and this is transition. I work with sportsabermetrics.net, and we're developing some analytical tools. We're just basically trying to develop a website that incorporates anything and everything a fantasy football player would want. And one of the tools we've developed is a start sit app, which looks at, and it's a different way to look at things. So it looks at the pass matchup, and it looks at the offensive rank minus the opponent's rank. So for the pass, we have the offensive pass rank minus the opponent's pass defense rank, and then for the rush, the same thing. And it kind of gives you a good decent visualization or an awesome visualization of what a good matchup is. So obviously bright green is a great matchup, red is a bad matchup kind of thing. And that's helped a lot too, especially in DFS when you're just looking for kind of a quick idea of, if you don't want to do a ton of research, but you want to see what a good matchups exist for a given week. So we also incorporate like the spreads, the implied totals, over unders and stuff like that. And it's helped me a lot in DFS and winning. And I've won money the last 4 weeks, I believe.
Nice.
That is awesome. Yeah, for sure.
That's sick. Yeah.
So if listeners of Super Flexible want to check it out, you can go to sportssabermetrics.net, sign up, go to the premium tools, and then you guys, using the code Superflex, all one word, all lowercase, will get 15% off of the premium tools there.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's super great. Yeah, we really appreciate that, man. That's really cool. So yeah, listeners, just say that one more time so the listeners can jot that down if they haven't already.
Absolutely. So it's sportssabermetrics.net, and then you register for an account, and then go to the premium tools, and then sign up for those, and use the code SUPERFLEX, all lowercase, all one word, and you get 15% off.
Awesome. That's a great deal. It really is. So that, yeah, definitely check it out, guys. It's going to be an awesome way to really help you not only set your lineups, but potentially make some cash in DFS, just like Sam has. So now let's move to our Thursday night football preview. We've got two drinks, 4-3 Miami Dolphins at the 4-3 Houston Texans. Texans are a little bit over a touchdown favorite, -7.5. So we'll start, must start Dolphins, and we'll start with Swag on this one just because he hated
that's
the Dolphins.
So gross, right?
Yep, go ahead, man.
I guess you can start Brock and Frank Gore. That's it.
So you like Frank Gore against this tough run D?
I'll start him before I'll start Drake. I think he's got a safer, like, flex floor, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think that's fair. We'll go to Sam next.
I don't like Brock at all. But so it's kind of a conundrum. I really like Amendola this game. I just don't know how he's going to get the ball. So volume is king. So I think Amendola is really the only must start this week for the Dolphins.
To drink, any differing opinion?
I had no must starts before Sam came on this show. I feel like I want to go Amendola a little bit, just a little bit, like a tiny bit, because I want to believe him. I don't want to start Brock. And if we want to jump to the other side real quick, because you don't have any different ones, Steve, I am playing the Texans defense everywhere.
Yes, Texans defense. Totally agree. I think we're obviously starting Nuke. What do we feel about Lamar Miller? Because obviously coming off a pretty damn good game last week. We'll start with Sam on this one. What's your feeling on Lamar Miller this week?
I really like Lamar Miller. He has a really good matchup on the rush side of the ball. Miami hasn't done great against running backs. So I think especially with the injuries to Deshaun Watson, I think they're going to lean on Miller this week.
All right. Swags, you still feeling Lamar Miller?
Yeah, I'll just go with what Sam said so I don't have to say anything nice about Lamar Miller.
Jesus, I hate you. Half PPR, 15 points over under for Lamar Miller.
Where are we going? Half PPR?
Yeah.
I'll take over too. Miami struggles against pass catching backs. Yeah.
Unanimous, slightly over. Lamar Miller, lock him in your lineup. Are we digging Will Fuller? I know Kiki's out, I think, for this game. So are we digging Will Fuller to drink?
I'll take a little bit of Fuller. I'm not all in, but I want it over everybody, I guess, not named Amendola on the other side.
Okay. Swags?
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
All right. Sam, any differing opinion on Will Fuller?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm kind of half in. I'm tepid on Fuller this week.
Okay, so Fuller or Danny Amendola, half PPR.
This is like such a gross game.
Dola? Okay.
I want to go Fuller on upside, like maybe two big plays come his way.
Okay, Swags?
I guess I'll take Fuller against your guys' Amendola just to make it more fun for me.
I might put Fuller in a captain spot in a DFS lineup just to see.
I like that. That's big, totally differentiating your lineup. That's but, how you win.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with this game outside of probably Miller and Nuck, honestly.
Okay. Nuke? Yeah, go ahead and play Nuke.
It's Nuke, dude. Yeah. We looked it up.
Keep going. Get him out of here.
Oh, so contrarian tonight, Swag. It's not like you, man. So contrarian.
Not like him at all.
What a joke. All right. So before we get into Two Drinks Double Shot, let's hear a little bit about GT Bets.
Oh, time to drink.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Super Flexible in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
All right, now into everyone's favorite segment for the week, Two Drinks Double Shots. What's going on, man? What do you got for us this week?
All right, so technically it's not a shot if it's beer, right?
Dirty Men style.
Just real quick, I want to shout out to my boy Swags, who finally sent a package for me. I'm drinking finally, because this shit took a while. Hop Slam from Bell's, some Hop Slam Ale, double IPA, 10%. It is delicious, I'm not going to lie. So not a shot, but it's, 10%. Like, I smashed it.
It's a good beer. Yeah, it's a good beer.
Have you had that, Steve?
I've not yet, but it sounds like it's a hefty beer that you can get totally screwed up on.
for 10%, it's not like it doesn't have that alcohol taste to it.
Nice.
I don't know why we're doing a little beer segment right here,
dude. Does it hurt your cheeks though? Like, honestly, like, do you know what I'm even talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, but I mean, I don't want to say man up, but
I don't get it. Yeah, I'll be completely honest, like. I've tried that beer. People around here go super crazy about it. I don't get
super
it.
Super smooth for a double IPA. Like, this is the one that's only released certain times. Shout out to Bell's right now, by the way. Just a little, like, maybe want to throw some dollars. Just saying.
Always open for sponsorship opportunities.
Or send Steven to drink some beers. And
take it too.
Stumpy if he wants some.
Yeah, give Stumpy
some. I'm all for some double IPAs, man.
Nice. I'm just Swag. Is this the one that's like only limited, or
is actually from last year's batch, and then there'll be another one coming out here soon. And then that other one you have, I forget what that was, but that's a hoppy beer as well, right?
I believe so. We'll get into that. Maybe next time I'll save it. Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. First
shot.
First shot. Thanks, Steve. Let's get back on track. Browns are getting 8.5 at the Steelers. I get the Steelers are coming off a bye. What do the Browns do? Browns take every effing game to overtime. No way. 8.5. I like a lot of pieces in this side for fantasy. Both sides, I think Baker's going to sling it. I think they stay within a touchdown in this game. I hear in the silence you guys. Oh, you do like it. Nice.
Love it, man. I'm in with you, Two Drink. I've learned my lesson. I learned my lesson from last week where I went against you, and I refuse to keep losing money. So I'm going to go.
I mean, that one was really close because, Tucker misses a field goal. And I get
so
that
freaking
W.
Brutal. Are you kidding
and
me?
If that goes to overtime and then Baltimore wins by a field goal, I'm pissed and I'm 1-1. But another 2-0 week, boys. So come with some money.
That's right. So,
Stompy?
Sam, yeah, what do you think, man?
8.5.
I like that. And it's a division game, which is crazy to me. Right. What are you doing? What is that line? Plus, Baker didn't play in the last one and they went to OT. So, exactly. Or they tied. They tied. So that's,
right. They tied, yep.
That's absolutely crazy to me.
Swags.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Steelers probably take it, but that spread is a little too big.
Yep. Unanimous. Love it. All right. Second shot.
Hold on. Is there a player in here that you don't want to play? Like, is Callaway on that line? Like, you don't want to play Callaway now.
Not playing Callaway.
I'll play him over James Washington.
That's like.
All right. Fair. I mean, we got some 16 team with a lot of flexes. So that's probably a decision I got to make because I definitely got both of those cats on the team. Okay. But, like, Njoku's, like, I think he's set up for a solid game, right?
TE1.
Love some fans.
He's TE1 going forward. Yep.
I'm really iffy on Chubb this week.
Oh, okay.
Let me look. I think they've only allowed like 66 yards on the ground or something like Pittsburgh.
Steelers have been a very good run defense. You're right about that.
Yeah, so I'm a little iffy on Chubb just because he's a rookie and they're going to throw the ball, and I'm afraid that Baker's going to have to throw. So this might be a Duke Johnson game, if anything.
I was going to say, do you think Duke's a sneaky flex in a PPR league?
I do.
Yeah.
Duke over Chubb? Is that what you just said, Stompy?
I said I'm iffy on Chubb. I said it could be a Duke.
I know, I'm trying
Duke
to get you to say it. I know. I'm...
I don't want to because I'm starting right, Chubb in two different leagues.
Fair enough.
So I'm just like, oh, no.
All right. What about
like Duke play? Yep. All right. So I'm going to go on to the second shot here.
Yep.
Or drink. I mean, I almost finished it. Colts -3 at the Raiders. I picked against the Colts. I think I picked for them. I won both the times I played with the Colts either way. So let's keep that going, I guess. I'm not sure if that's even correct. Colts -3 at the Raiders. I don't know how the Raiders are going to score in this game. So if I'm only getting 3, and I almost hate to say it, but I still think Luck chucks it around a bunch. Mm-hmm. I think this is still a Marlon Mack game because I think they're up. So I don't really want to play Hines as much as I do Mack. I think we'll ride that for another week. Go ahead and play Hilton. Go ahead and play Ebron. I like all those plays.
Yes, sir. Swags.
Anybody worried about Indy traveling west to Oakland?
Nope.
I was trying to think of a funny, like, why you crying joke for Derek Carr, but that's all I got.
It's because he got some of that. He got some of that eyeliner in his eyes, so he's tearing up.
Dang. Brutal.
Fire, Derek.
But man, totally brutal. I'll take the Colts here, and that's. I mean, -3. It's crazy, like, to see the 8.5 spread on the last game, and then this one be -3. I think the Colts can do 10. Pretty good. I think Colts got about 10.
Yeah, did this line move at all after the Cooper trade and then Lynch going on the IR?
I will look right now. Let's see.
Because that seems like almost an even crazier line to me, because Oakland, where's their offense coming from? And Luck has been on fire. Right. So,
like, we're hollering at GT Betts and offering them a little bit more on the spread.
Like, yeah,
you guys should plus it up just a little bit. We're still going to make the play.
Yeah, still 3 from what I'm seeing right now.
Wow.
Is anybody want to play Chester Rogers still? Or is it over since T.Y.'s back? Are you done with it?
Yeah, I don't want to play Chester Rogers.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not on that.
Ebron, Hilton, 3, 4. Get it out of there. I like it.
Yep, Ebron, Hilton. Those are the two pass catchers you want for Luck. And word is Jack Doyle might actually suit up.
So what? We didn't care before. I know you did, but me and Swags didn't.
Why are you crying?
Okay, so let's now move to our quick mid-season award segment. So we'll start just a couple. There's 4 categories here. MVP, top non-Saquon rookie, biggest disappointment in 2018, and a second-half riser. So we'll start with Swags on this one. So who's your MVP for the first half?
Oh, so mine was Emmanuel Sanders.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Okay, defend it.
Sneaky.
I don't think I need to. For me, it's all about the value on that and how cheap you get Emmanuel Sanders. And in some formats, he's the number one wide receiver right now. I think Emmanuel Sanders is defending that for me with or without Chad Kelly.
Yeah, he's been a beast. Total beast. Two drink.
Yay. I'm going to take the easy way out, and it's Mahomes, because I know somebody wants to go that side. So how can it not be? Emmanuel Sanders is a great pick, but you're wrong. It's Mahomes.
I'm going to take a victory lap here. Speaking of victory laps, he was a top 5 for me before the season started. So
love it.
I love my guy Mahomes, even though I'm a Broncos fan. Ugh.
Okay. Who's your pick?
Oh, I might go Robert Woods.
Ooh, I like that one too. Nice value. Okay.
Yeah, he's top 6. Well, I don't know what he is in PPR, actually, but I would imagine he's actually probably top 5 wide receiver on the season. And yeah, like, he was he the 3rd wide receiver for the
he was. Rams? Yeah, it was off Cooks, Cooks Cup, and then Woods, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, so he's now their wide receiver 1. Obviously, it has to do with some injuries, but at the same time, he's just been super consistent, and I own him everywhere, and he's just been great.
You're going to get another week of Cup being out, too, it seems like.
Yep.
Yeah, totally sick. So my pick, I'm going to go with Melvin Gordon, a guy who was nice. at the back half of the first round and has played the RB2 right now. Obviously, Todd Gurley's been running away with, you know, just massive game after massive game. But Melly's right behind him, you know, like 2015 running back class, getting work done. So shout out to Melvin Gordon. Yep, shout out to Melvin Gordon, playing great for the Chargers right now. So he is my MVP.
What about Emmanuel Sanders or Robert Woods the rest of the season? Go.
I'll take Sanders.
I'm taking Woods.
I'll take Woods. Give me the better offense. I'll take Woods.
I'm going to take Sanders so it's split. You're welcome.
I'll take Sanders because I enjoy winning.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Dude, I'm not even close to on board. I don't quite get it, to be honest with you. I mean, he's the number one wide receiver. You're going to get Cup back at some time. I mean, I don't know. I'm a Cooks and Cup guy. I get what Woods does and the value there, and you can't dispute it. But what Sanders is doing has surprised the hell out of me. And I think Case is going to keep throwing it to him.
Is Woods cheaper to go acquire right now?
Yes.
Probably, to your point, yeah.
So that's, I mean, just something to think about that way. If the numbers are still there. Even if we don't like it, we got to respect where it is. And it's at least another game without Cup. So
I was surprised our Broncos fan went with Robert Woods, though. So, I mean, maybe that's who you want to listen to. But, man, I don't know.
He's yet to pit a Bronco, just saying.
I don't trust that offense. I did at the beginning of this season, but I don't trust it right now. So, and here's the other thing. I'm hoping that they learned a lot from the Cardinals game in that they know they need to run the ball and mitigate the number of times that Keenum throws. So, and that's how they win.
Who do you want running that rock there?
Philip Lindsay.
He's going to break.
He is.
He's been a monster this year. Playing bigger than his size.
Yeah.
It's not hard to do.
Right. But, and he did it in college too. So I just until he does break, and I don't think he will, I think he's the go-to running back there.
So on a weekly play right now, I think I agree with you, but in Dynasty, give me Royce all day and I'll happily sell high on Philip Lindsay, to be honest with you.
And I get that.
I mean, is that how you're thinking too, or both Dynasty, you want Philip Lindsay still over Royce Freeman?
I think it's tough. It really depends on what you're going for here. So I think Freeman, you're buying low right now, which I do think that I think the Broncos hopefully realize that they need to base their offense around the run and base their winning around the run and defense. So I think a two-headed monster, and I think the best comparison, and I don't think you can necessarily say it's the same thing, but Ingram-Kamara kind of comparison where Royce Freeman brings the thunder and Lindsay's the lightning.
So, yeah, I agree. But to that point, like, I think the question ends up being, who's the quarterback going to be and what's going to really happen with that team? And is the team ever going to be good? Because if the team gets good, do they use that pounder a little bit more? Do they use it to control the clock? Do we see more Royce Freeman in the future?
Kevin Hogan, 2019.
Kevin Hogan.
All right.
Oh, gross.
Keep your eye on Kevin Hogan.
Is a first enough for Freeman right now, or do you think you got to get more?
I think you could even get it. It's more than enough, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I'd decline that, especially if it was 2019. 2020, you'd have me thinking. I might be more inclined to do trades for the 2020s.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, next one. Top non-Saquon rookie. We'll start with Two Drink on this one.
Nice. I get to steal Kerryon Johnson. I love it. Suck All it. Right. Does he have more rushing yards than Barkley does?
He probably does. I had a look, but I think he might.
Check it out.
It's a non-Saquon Barkley rookie.
I know. That's why I picked Kerryon Johnson.
So you couldn't pick him. I just think you said Barkley, so my bad.
No, he said Kerryon Johnson.
I said Kerryon has more rushing yards than Barkley. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
I know Saquon's killing it in the receiving.
Saquon's got like 50 catches already. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? Yeah, I think he's on pace for like 110. Something stupid I heard.
It's a ridiculous number.
Whoa.
Yeah. Swag, who's your pick?
Do I have to go?
You can say carry on too, man.
You can pass.
We don't need individual picks. If you think carry on's the guy, carry on's the guy.
I mean, I don't know. This is.
I want to pick Ridley then. Give him carry on.
I want Ridley. I want Ridley and Sony and Lindsay. Like, you go, Sam. You go. I want to go.
I'm going to take one of them. So yep. I'm saying Philip Lindsay.
Love it.
Love it.
Homer.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's fine.
Undrafted rookie, though. You can't beat that, man. Consistent RB2 numbers from an undrafted rookie. You can't beat that.
Running back 15.
Yeah, crazy. He's been awesome. I'm going to go Sony Michel, just from that where we saw a three-headed monster and obviously got some good news to where his injury is not going to be season-ending. So, think Sony's still going to bring it the second half of the year. In that Pats offense, he is going to be a monster. So I ask back to you, man.
Man, so many good ones. So I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield. He's quarterback 27 right now. And that is with Tyrod Taylor starting the first couple games. So we didn't even see Baker Mayfield right away. And I think the great super flex quarterback. I'm so excited about any shares I have of Baker Mayfield. But so many studs. Calvin Ridley is a top 20 wide receiver. Sony is a top 20 running back. He hasn't played a lot. Philip Lindsay, Sam Darnold, and of course Barkley.
Love it. All right. Biggest disappointment of 2018. We'll start with Two Drink on this one.
Can I cheat and go Dalvin and Fournette? Because I cheat.
Okay. I don't think that's cheating at all.
Nope.
Picking them both. So because it's the same crap.
They feel the same.
Right. They do feel the same.
Just wait for the next one.
Yep. Swags.
I'm going to go with Corey Davis.
Like that one. Like that one a lot.
You would. That's a good one.
Yeah. He is pissed on my sunshine.
Yep. I'm going to go now. Go for it, Sam. What do you got?
Since this is a super flex show, I'm going to go with Matt Stafford.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice
job.
You're
going to make me cry.
I know. I don't know. Perfect. If you guys were following me in the offseason, but I was just all over Matt Stafford, championing that train. And then all of a sudden he is QB 20 this
worst
season.
Year in a couple few years.
So, yeah, I own him in a lot of places, and it definitely has not been great for me.
Am I a bad person for that making me happy? It's just because it's against flags.
No, it's totally fine to have grudges against.
I mean, you take whatever two or three quarterbacks you need, dude.
Osweiler, tearing it up.
I'm going to.
I like that one. Sorry, Steve.
No, you're fine. I'm going to stick with the Titans theme. I'm going to say Derrick Henry. We knew it was going to be a bit of a split going starting this season, but Henry has looked terrible. Obviously, scored the short touchdown this past week, but Deion Lewis is clearly the better running back there. You definitely have not seen the value of Derrick Henry at all this year. Just can't get going with that offense. That entire offense has been a disappointment. But for me, Derrick Henry's been one of the bigger ones this year so far.
Yeah.
And then real quick, let's run it down. Second half risers, one player that will have a huge impact in the second half that may have not done as much in the first half. Let's start with Swags on this one because I think he's got a pretty easy answer.
I'll go with Chubb.
Like it. Got to get your Sir Nicholas plug in there, man. Got to do it.
Definitely.
Sam Brand.
Chubba Chubba Choo Choo. Is that what I heard?
It is. Chubba Chubba Choo Choo.
Yep. Sam, who you got?
Oh, God. I was going to say Carry On. I mean, I know he had his breakout, but.
Still going to crush it in the second half.
Yeah, huh? I think his second half's going to be awesome.
Are we going to get less Blunt, or is Blunt still going to steal enough of those to piss
us off? My God. That was so irritating.
His game could have been crazy.
Yeah.
Need a blunt injury. All right, my turn. Yes. All right, mine's the same from the question before. I'm stealing it.
Dalvin
and Fournette. We're both talking about after bye weeks or after, you know, week 10. But if I think I'm okay with trying to buy either of them, especially in redraft at this point for the rest of the season to ride it out. I get it's a little risky, but I'm Dalvin over Fournette. But I'm okay with both at this point. I don't buy a hide in Jacksonville.
Hello, Odell Beckham Jr.
He's starting to break. He's starting to play well, though. We saw him a really nice game last week.
Yeah, that could,
I know he's like, super pricey and totally different caliber, but that's
yeah. But can have an awesome second half for sure.
Yep.
Because that defense is going to be bad. Really bad.
So hey, Mr. Giant, real quick, just off topic. Why did you get rid of Snacks, dude? Like what do you that's for I know he wasn't the youngest.
Fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Yep. So
trash, bro. Like fifth rounders might make your squad.
Yep. So big contract coming up. More veteran player. Obviously, you know, he's the best run defender in football. I'm not trying to defend the trade. I'm trying to think of their thought process where they're just trying to unload and have as much cap space and as many assets as possible going forward. I hated that deal. Considering they got more for Eli Apple than what they did for Snacks. I'm extremely disappointed in that one for sure. And I'm pissed off it took them that long to figure it out. They need to revamp this whole roster. So really pissed off on that.
So yep. Snacks is just on a rest of the year deal? Like that's all
Snacks,
that is?
No, Snacks is a lot of money. Contract has a – I think he's got another big
– lot of dead cap next year kind of deal.
Yeah, contract.
But Swags, that's got to be nice to get that piece on your defense.
I got a run stopper.
Yeah, definitely.
That's huge for you guys. If you definitely. Can get a couple wins together – I mean, Giants you're not going to get to play the Dolphins every week.
Fantasy league. They've got like two studs that they don't know how to win games with and a really crappy quarterback they won't do anything about, and they'll make crappy trades.
Yep. Well, at least their defense is bad, so they have to throw.
That is true.
I fell for a fake Ian Rappaport tweet today, I think.
No, I felt the Schefter one.
The Schefter one. The Schefter Landon Collins.
I fell for it too, man. I fell for it hard today.
I was like, what is going on?
I missed that one.
I saw the one that was said, like, Giants trade Eli. Like, that's all it said.
So it was Adam Schefter with an OR at the end.
Yeah.
And they said the Giants traded Landon Collins for a third rounder to the Chiefs.
Shout out to you, fake Schefty jerk.
I almost fell on the floor. I literally almost fell on the floor. So there's a potential out after 2019 with an only $3.2 million dead cap hit. But next year his contract, his base salary is $6.7 million. His cap hit is $7 million.
Yeah, I think he's still worth that. That's solid.
I agree.
Best run defender. Detroit. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And they struggled against running backs. So this might actually affect running backs against Detroit for the rest of the season.
Because you wanted to fire him up going in there. Now Snacks is there, and you're going to have to back up a little bit.
Yep. Totally agree.
That's a hell of a line, too, with Ansa, Deshaun, and Snacks now.
Yep. Like that a lot. So second half riser for me is actually going to stick with the Broncos in this one. Cortland Sutton. I think he really starts to establish himself. Mm-hmm. We've seen the best of Demaryius Thomas. I think Sutton takes over as the number two on there, but they're potentially getting traded. So.
If that doesn't happen, are you still okay with Sutton second half?
I still like Sutton a lot, man. We've seen his talent.
Enough targets.
I think he's going to be somewhere around 6 to 8 a game. I think he's definitely at least a flex every single week going forward.
I think he played one less snap than DT last week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And only three less than Sanders, so he's definitely getting on the field.
He's getting run.
Case just isn't looking his way.
Case threw him the ball two times.
And then the touchdown was from Sanders. So
yeah.
I'm just
you can play devil's advocate, man.
That's all.
That's all right. I'm totally fine with it. Like I said, this is a talent take versus a current production take.
Sure. I think if the wide receivers stay hold, I think DT at least pisses you off enough that you're not going to feel comfortable with Sutton, and it's still going to be super boom or bust. Mm-hmm. I hope one of those guys gets moved, and I thought I heard more about Sanders being moved. Maybe it's just because it's the easier, or you can maybe get more for it at this point. Mm-hmm. But I think that would hurt Sutton more than it would help. Like, you don't want Sutton and DT on the outside, right? Like, you want Sutton and Sanders, that inside-outside.
Right. Yep, totally. So,
I mean, it'd be nice for Sutton, but I don't own any of that, so I don't really care. Swags keeps trying to trade me. I don't want it.
Yeah. We're still working on our trade, Swags. I know we got to get that done in our league. All right. So, Shudrain, tell me about this new duds over studs segment. Hit me up a little bit.
Yeah, let's call it duds over studs. I changed it like three times, and that's the one I settled on, so you're welcome. Let's getting away from the kind of streamable guy for the week. I want to pick a guy that is lower owned, so maybe it's in that streamable range. But this is super flex, right? And we're hoping at this point you have three, you know, quarterbacks that you can start week in, week out. So in this, I want to take a lower percentage owned quarterback that I am going to start over the higher percentage quarterback just for this week coming up. I want everybody to kind of participate, and we're going to make it a little game where you get points for however many percentage points the lower quarterback is over the other one. Now, obviously, that has to hit. That has to become correct. But if you win by 1 point, then you win by 1 point. You will get that 1 point that he overscored the higher-ranked quarterback over by how many percentage points he was lesser owned. I know that sounds really confusing, and math is not my specialty, but just listen for a second. It'll make sense. This week, I'm going to take Joe Flacco, who is only 39% owned. I feel like I picked Joe Flacco a lot when we did this, the streamable before.
Yep.
I feel like I've talked about Joe Flacco and what a phenomenal rest of season, end of season fantasy schedule this guy has. But this week, I'm going to take Joe 39% over the, in the same game, 99% Cam Newton. So if that hits, I would end up getting 60 points plus however many points he outscores Cam Newton by. So you can see in this game, you can be really risk averse and take one just a little bit, you know, real close to each other and just hope your guy super outscores him. Or you can be a little bit bolder and hit that, you know, that one end of the spectrum all the way to the other and hope your hit takes and then it goes. But I do like Joe Flacco. I'm not doing it just for this game. I think Joe Flacco has a very solid game this week. And against that Baltimore defense, I think is at least going to be close with Cam. I don't mind the play.
Cool. Swags, you got one?
Well, I'm trying to make sure I understand the game. So if I were to take Cam Newton, how can you beat me? He only has to score more points. Like, how does your percentage earn you points?
So the part it's the difference. So Swag, it's the difference between Flacco and Newton.
Mm-hmm.
So Flacco is currently what 39% owned.
Yeah, so it's like 60% difference.
So you get 60 points. Yeah, 60 points if Flacco outscores Cam.
Plus whatever Flacco outscores Cam by. So yep. Flacco outscores Cam by 10 more points. I'm sitting at 70 points for this week. Come get some.
Okay.
But if it doesn't hit, then I'm zero and I'm out. And all you have to do is win your matchup.
And so this will go like on and on and on.
Yeah, man. We're going to keep this thing going.
I'll take Cam.
Yeah. Nope.
He misunderstood that.
Yes. Yeah. Swag. So you're picking your own combination of guys.
Oh, gotcha.
We're going to come back to you. I even texted you this, you fool.
I got one.
All right, what you got?
So I'm going to take Baker Mayfield over Deshaun Watson.
All right, what's your percentages there?
So I got Baker at 43% owned right now, and I got Deshaun at 96.
Ooh, I like that one a lot. And it's the Thursday night game.
Thursday night game, yeah.
96. All right.
I'm going to one-up you here.
Here we go. I like it.
I'm going to take Brock Osweiler.
What? In the same game. I like it. What's Brock's at?
Yahoo? 4%.
On Yahoo. That's a ballsy call. I like it. Nice one.
Against Deshaun. You dirty dog. You dirty dog.
Way to play the game, man. I like it a lot, Sam.
I actually have another one. I'll make that one my official. I'll let Swags go. Here's the ultimate crazy one.
Oh, wow. Do it.
Derek Anderson.
Yes.
Over Cam Newton.
Oh, what's Derek at? Is that 1%?
1%.
98 point potential here. This is a total boomer bust play. I like it.
Somebody found out how to play.
I'm going to try and explain this. So the Patriots have allowed the 6 most points to QBs per game in the league, and the Ravens have allowed the least fantasy points to QBs per game. So I think Anderson's going to have to throw, and Baltimore's going to shut down Cam. Pretty easy.
I like it. Swags, are going back to you, man.
All righty.
Such a cheater, Stompy. He broke the game already. It's first
I was thinking about that today, and I was like, oh, man. Because when I was writing that start-sit, I was like, can I make Derek Anderson a start here? Can I actually do that?
How ballsy do you want to get?
And when I gave you a game where you're like, yep, here yep. I can.
And that's literally, I was like, oh man. So this basically makes everything come to fruition.
Alrighty. Recap your guys's really quick so that I can make sure I don't
hold it. I have Flacco versus Cam Newton.
Okay.
I got Baker over Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Yep.
Osweiler over Deshaun Watson.
Alrighty. I like all of those. I will take Winston over the highest owned quarterback on Yahoo and Tom Brady.
All right.
So what's Winston at?
64, I believe. I can go back down. 64. Did you have a C? Yeah. What did you say?
I can have it in 1 second. So Jameis, I have 74. 74%.
So I guess not too crazy.
And Brady's at 100.
Yeah. A mild one, but I like it.
I will take Blake Bortles at 28% over Matt Stafford at 85.
All right, so you got two of them, or which one are you going with? You going with the Bortles one, or are you going with the
I'll take the Blake one against Stafford.
Whichever one works for him better.
That's right.
Wait, no. Hold on. My bad. I'll take Blake. I'm looking at these percentages.
That's 32%? Is that what you said for Blake?
28.
Well, how did I hear 32?
I got 28 on Yahoo.
Okay.
I'm going to take Blake against...
Over Brady? Do it. You want to do it. Do it? It's 100. That's your win. That's how you win. Cheater. It's already your second pick. We didn't give Sam his second one, even though we wrote it down.
I'll take him over Russell Wilson at 92% against my Detroit.
Okay.
Swags is going to have asterisks next to him, just saying.
Yep.
Cool.
Like it.
Hopefully, that made sense to people listening and at least can understand why we might start some lower ranked guys over some other ones. I like those picks. We'll see how this ends up and how the points work. That means I'm going to have to do some math.
We'll recap it next week.
Don't double check my math.
Yeah.
I'm going to win. I'm just saying, just don't check the math.
We'll give it to you too, Drink. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So before we get into some super flex trades, let's hear a little bit about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
All right, Scouting Academy, totally awesome. Obviously, it's some really serious stuff being taught from pro scouts and NFL team management, so definitely check it out and really get to learn about the game of football for sure. So now into our final segment of the night, our Superflex trades. Obviously, hit us up. Use that hashtag Superflex. You hit us up on Twitter at SuperflexPod, at SuperflexTrades. So let's start off with our first one from at RobertMax403. Rest of the season in a standard scoring league, Christian McCaffrey or Nick Chubb and John Brown. I'm going to save Swags on this one, so we'll wait for him because we know the answer for him. So let's go with Two Drink first.
Chubb and John Brown. And even
format, right?
I don't think I care about scoring. I really don't. I love the John Brown piece too. If I like Flacco moving forward in the end of the season, I feel like I gotta love some John Brown. I don't know that Chubb's gonna be that far off of CMC, especially in standard. Maybe we don't love it this week, but yeah. The two for the one, and I usually don't like to be on that side.
Sam?
I'm going Chubb and Brown. I think standard definitely pushes me that way, but Cam Newton's driving me crazy this year with CMC. So
agreed. Swag, I think we know where you're going with this.
Do you guys care at all that McCaffrey's through his bye week on this if we're just going rest of season?
It helps a little, but I got the two pieces there.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
It's just John Brown.
You say that at the end of the season with some respect on his name. Dang.
Just John Brown.
Remember that now. Chris Hogan or John Brown?
John Brown.
Shut your face.
To Drink, do you honestly have a team with how you draft wide receivers that you're going to start John Brown all year?
Dynasty, yes.
Okay.
Redraft, probably not.
I actually have one redraft that I'm playing John Brown all year.
So I agree with Stompy that with this being standard, it definitely affects like how I feel about this. But man, that bye week, him being through that is huge this time of year. And I think I'm the biggest Chubb guy here. So
that's debatable.
And John Brown doesn't mean crap to me in this, to be completely honest with you. And you guys can crap on that all you want. You know, they've got the schedule at the end of the year, all that. He won't be here for that. I'll take the Chubb side.
Whoa. Are you predicting an injury now?
I mean, I think even John Brown is, right?
Stop it.
Jesus.
Oh my God. John Brown or Golden Tate?
Golden Tate.
John Brown or Marvin Jones?
Marvin Jones.
Oh, really?
Stop it.
You're insane. Next line, Homer.
I don't even draft wide receiver heavily, and I can't think of one team I have where he would make my lineup. I would way rather have somebody I think is going to be there for me at the end of the season. I don't think John Brown's that guy.
Keep playing Corey Davis in that lineup. Get out of here.
There you go.
I dropped Corey Davis, bro. In like,
you probably should have done it before John Brown. Make your team better.
I wouldn't pick up John Brown.
All right. Two more real quick. So from at Dan Mansully. Dynasty 12 team PPR Superflex.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley or Patrick Mahomes?
Stompy goes first.
Yes. Patty Mahomes, not even
yes.
close.
Yes. Yes.
Swags.
Swags. I'll take Barkley here.
You're insane.
Steve. Damn it.
Mahomes. I'm Mahomes. I voted Mahomes in the poll, too.
Oh, okay. I was really hoping somehow that I was going to get you to go to Barkley.
Nope.
Because you're a Giants homer.
I am, but it's super flex. It's Mahomes, especially 12-team.
He's arguably the top dynasty asset in super flex.
He's right up there.
Stompy, are you putting Mahomes at one?
Break it. Yes. Yes, for dynasty QB, yes.
So you're drafting dynasty him number one flex. Overall in a startup.
Dynasty.
Dynasty super startup.
Taking him number one in a startup next year.
We just started one right now. You got the first pick. Mark that go.
Yes.
Ah, I love it. That's great. Two drink. What do you got?
Yeah, it's Mahomes. Stop it.
All right, cool. Last one, just because the name is awesome. From at Rostrobatorium, Dynasty League, Carson Wentz in a 2019 first or Patrick Mahomes?
Stop it. Goes first.
You guys want to take like highs and lows on the draft ADP of Barkley and Mahomes next year
for Superflex? We have to look. Yeah, we can definitely do that next podcast. Let's knock it out.
All right. Sorry, Stompy.
No, you're good, man. As much as I love Mahomes here, I think you got to go Wentz in the 2019 first.
Yeah,
just
I'll
a
take
standard
Wentz
dynasty
in the pick too.
This is non two drink. This is non super flex, right?
Yeah,
non super flex.
Then it's absolutely Wentz in the 2019 first.
Yep.
Did I not write that?
Yeah, you just have standard dynasty in here.
I don't think I finished it. It's super flex.
It's super flex. Ooh, does that change your opinion?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yep.
I mean, you're talking about I'm going to say arguably the top QB versus a top five dynasty QB in Superflex plus a 2019 first. I think that more than makes up that gap.
Agreed. Unanimous. Two drink. Where are you going, Mahomes?
Mahomes is the truth and the light. All throws are possible through.
That's
did I just read that?
You did.
That's not my pinned tweet.
Are you going to call me out on the podcast?
I just liked it and retweeted it. It's for the people. I felt like I did that already on another account, but I mean, I didn't pin it. It's the first is enough for you. I'm still taking Mahomes. Come back to the light. It is the truth. You're not going to do it?
That's all right.
I guess we're ending on that then.
Yeah, that's cool. It's all good.
We made Stompy not pick Mahomes. I feel like I let America down.
That's all right. We're good. So, Sam, talk about where the folks can find you again. Like, where is all your awesome content at?
All right. So, you can find me at FFStompy on Twitter. I am doing some stuff for the F3 Pod at F3 Pod. You can go visit their website at
Killer intro, by the way.
Yes, it is. I agree. You guys should get on Gabe for that.
Yeah.
But you can go to the FFFranchise.com to find content there. Write a weekly start sit column for the Fantasy Authority. That's at FF_Authority and the FantasyAuthority.com. And then I write just random articles for the IDP guys at IDP guys and IDPguys.org.
Awesome.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention this one more time. So yeah, and then we're doing a bunch of stuff for sportsabermetrics.net at sports_saber on Twitter. And then, like I said, go sign up, use the promo code Superflex, all lowercase, one word, and get 15% off of the premium tools there. So that's sportsabermetrics.net.
Yeah, check we can out, get that. We'll pin that to the episode or something too when we get it out for sure.
That's for sure. Two Drink, where can they find you on Twitter?
At FL2DrinkMinimum, at SuperflexPod.
Swags, what about you?
Trying to find some bells.
At DFF_swag, hashtag Sir Nicholas Tubb, something. Come on, man. Give me some
Sir Nicholas Tubb.
I love it.
Some bubble bath. Get out of here.
I am at The Real Hulupka and at Superflex Trades, and we are out.
I want some more Hop Slam. I'm just throwing it out there. Like bells is delicious.
Yeah, Steve, I'll make sure to get you some and stop you sitting around. It, yeah, it won't be out for a while though. So
hey,
I hunted that bad boy down. That's a hot commodity around here.
Much appreciated. Yeah, triple shot. Let's get it in real quick. Oh, Monday Night Football. Yeah, whatever. It's super long and it's cool. I'm taking the Pats. The Pats -14 at the Bills. Come get some, Derek Anderson. Come get some.
Two touchdowns.
That's almost why I wanted Brady though on that one, was because of that game, and it's like he's kind of just, I don't really need to play.
what if Derek Anderson outproduces Brady?
Wouldn't that be crazy though?
No.
That's a shutout moment right there. So that is.
We're out of here. Thanks again, Snoppy.
Hey, yeah, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Superflex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know and helps get all you Superflexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at The Real Palupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at DFF_Swag, and 2Drink, at FL2DrinkMinimum. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and tell a friend, and we'll throw in all the other podcasts on the DF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade HQ, Dynasty Warzone, Daddy Watch, Technology 101, the IDP Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBETEU, use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with the Super Flexible Podcast.